Pat Malacaro from WGR 550 in Buffalo joins us. Pat, good evening. How are you?
Good. Great to talk to you again, Jason.
Pat, yeah, you too, man. Like, Buffalo's only outshot a team three times in 48 games this year. I've seen a lot of their wins where Enroth was great or they got a lot of great saves. Like, when you're watching this team on a night-by-night basis, how come on most nights they're just not really competitive if you look at all the statistical stuff going on in the game? What's really missing from this team?
Well, I think it's the organizational plan that really is something you can point to. The fact that, you know, this isn't, I hate to make a knock on these players, but some of the veteran players that Tim Murray brought in this summer, Andre Mazaros, Andre Benoit, they're in the lineup instead of a player like Mark Pestek, who played very well when he was up with the Sabres last year and is continuing his growth as a former first-round pick and is waiting in the wings. Chad Ruedel, someone who the Sabres signed out of college at the end of the season 2 years ago, played well when he was up last year in stints. He's a player that maybe could be up here right now contributing to this team. Instead, you've got some guys on the back end that really are not contributing much. They were very rough to watch the first month of the season. They got better as the team got better, but certainly as things have gotten worse, that's where they are again. And the fact that the Sabres have little to no goal scoring from any other line right now besides Tyler Ennis and Zemgus Girgensson. If those two players don't score, most nights the Sabres are going to either get shut out or only get one goal. So you can look to the 10 wins out of 13 and point to the fact that the Sabres, yeah, they were still getting outshot, but they were finally getting contributions from Brian Gianto. It took him a while to score. It took Matt Molson, who throughout his career has been able to score goals. It took him, I believe, over double digits in games to finally get a goal, and he's had some struggle scoring. So there's a lot of things you can point to, but I think you can look back to last summer when you want to really pinpoint it.
Now, Pat, as fans in Edmonton are well aware, picking first overall does not cure all your ills. They've done so three times in recent seasons. Now, none of these players are generational players, as McDavid and Eichel are being tabbed, but this team is still a long way, McDavid or Eichel aside, from being a good hockey club. Are fans in Buffalo sold on being in this for the long run?
I think they are, for better or worse. We sort of went through it last year here in Buffalo, even right after the end of the season 2 years ago. General manager Dark Sergeir came out and said there was going to be a period of suffering. That's a direct quote from his postseason press conference. And that drew a lot of oohs and ahs, and we're seeing it. And fans, look, season tickets have not dropped. There have been, you know, a few people here and there dropping their season tickets, but there's still a multi-thousand person waiting list to have Sabre season tickets. Merchandise is still flying off the shelves. Fans are really buying into the fact that the darkest always comes before things get better. And we thought maybe the team was out of the worst of it last year, and we're just seeing that it really was a 2 to maybe 3 year process instead of 1 or 2 year rebuild.
Pat Malacaro. So Pat, obviously the Sabres, and you mentioned earlier their organizational plan. I'm guessing Drew Stafford and then Stewart are obvious guys that they're going to try to move before the deadline, regardless of what the return is?
I think Chris Stewart, definitely. Drew Stafford, his name really has not come up much that often. I think just because of the inconsistency that he's had at save, maybe that one very good season when he was going to be a restricted free agent. I don't know if you get much return, and I guess maybe the thing you have to weigh if you're Tim Murray is, does it make your team better or worse by trading one of these players away and having someone come up from the minors, whether it be a Tim Schaller or someone like that? Maybe it just stays the same. But I don't think the Sabres want to put themselves in a position where if they trade someone away, they have to bring up one of the prospects and maybe not necessarily make themselves better, but deviate from the plan over the final, 25 or so games of the season.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you don't, all due respect, the Sabres, and in many ways the Oilers, they're no powerhouse, obviously. You don't have to consciously tank or trade away good players to have a crack at that first overall pick. just not a good hockey team, right?
Right. I mean, the Sabres, you can say they're tanking if you look at it from the outside, but really what they're doing is there are a lot of expiring contracts, a lot of players like Ryan Miller, who was the number one goaltender here for a long time. Well, we never really saw here in Buffalo whether Jonas Enroth could be the guy. Well, this is the year we find out if he's the guy. It's still an incomplete grade at this point, but there's a lot of variables, a lot of players that were here for a long time. Thomas Vanek, he was jettisoned out of here a little while ago, last season. A lot of players who were staples of this lineup, well, there were not players really ready to fill in, but the Sabres were in no position depth-wise to replace them. So this is what you go through. You can call it tanking if you want, but I just don't know that there were options there for the Sabres necessarily besides one or two moves here and there that really make this team better with some of the subtractions over the past couple of years.
Enroth is a soon-to-be free agent. Pat Melicaro joining us from Buffalo. Do you think he re-signs in Buffalo, or is he going to test the free agent market in a summer where there's not a lot of goalies out there?
I think he has to test the free agent market now because I don't know that whatever the Sabres would offer would be good enough at this point, staring at the summer as a UFA to make him want to stay, because we just don't know if he can be the number one goaltender, and I don't think the Sabres, without knowing that, want to try and commit long-term. And the same thing out of Michael Neuber. We've seen what he can do in Washington. He's been inconsistent here in Buffalo. He's been injured a little bit. He's gone through some rough patches. I don't know that the Sabres, going into the year, they probably wanted to sign one of those two goaltenders. I don't think they're in a position right now to do that or at this point offer the contract that would keep Enroth from wanting to go to free agency.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting, and there's always a lure with free agency, but man, even in today's market, is $8.99 going to get you any dough?
It's a great question. I mean, I look at the numbers, and the numbers are not good. I look at how Enroth played at the beginning of the season, and I say there are glimmers, there are signs that he can be a number one goaltender. I don't throw the numbers out. But with the way the Sabres just totally get dominated and shots on goal, they're always in their own end. I don't know that many goaltenders in this league would have very good numbers to look at. It's just recently some of the goals that have gone in against Enroth have been ones where you say, you would really want that one back, or I would like my goaltender to make the save here when the team's not going well. Mm-hmm. And you just haven't gotten that recently. And with the Sabres having a deep organizational depth chart at goaltender, maybe they want to bring somebody up from the minors and test them out next year with just that uncertainty. I don't know.
Well, we'll be watching with the interest tonight. McDavid Bowl, I know in Buffalo, I've been seeing the fans are all over it already. They're hoping they don't finish 30th and lose the lottery for the second straight year.
Yeah, well, fans around here, hashtag it McEichel. They just... there's a lot of interest around here for Jack Eichel as well, and I think Sabre fans want to finish 30th just so they have that guarantee.
Yeah.
If what happened last year with Aaron Ekblad being one to Florida happens to the Sabres again, at least they would get the other generational player in the draft.
Pat, appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, guys.